You know as well as I do that it doesn't matter how much you have to your name, in a matter of seconds it can go up in flames. That's just the way it is. The anchors of our security can be easily ripped up in a single day. That was certainly the true for my family. Pardon me, if you've been around for a while, you've heard this story before, but it seemed to fit best with the message today. On October the 13th, 1983, my father was doing a routine delivery at a warehouse in Morristown, New Jersey, about 5 hours east of my home in Pennsylvania, when during the delivery, the forklift driver caught a metal bar and threw it at my father. It struck him over his right eye and then around it. The way it was flying, it hit him again in the back of the head, knocked him off the truck, where he hit his head a third time when he struck the ground. It left my father in a coma, and it was only after several days that he awoke from that coma, and when he didn't know what had happened, where he was, or what was going on. And that precipitated a big adjustment for our family. My mother was a stay-at-home mom at that time. My dad was suddenly in rehab hospitals, convalescing as a result of this accident, and there were still 5 kids showing up 3 times a day at the table for something to eat. What do you do when you have a dad who has no income and a mom who at that time did not work and you have 5 kids to take care of? That's not an easy situation for a family to be in. Thankfully, my father's company had something called insurance. And that immediately began to help with the medical bills that were coming in, at least the lion's share of the medical bills. There were still portions that we would have to pay. And in addition to that, he had another kind of insurance. Most of you are familiar. You pay into something called workers' comp. And that at least provided a reduced salary. At least some money started coming in to help take care of the needs in our home. But that situation could have been terribly far worse had it not been for insurance. Well, that sets us up today to talk about your father, and I'm talking not now about your physical father, but your heavenly father and the insurance that he offers. Did you know that as a Christian, you carry insurance? That's right. Everywhere you go, every single day, you have somebody who is providing a safety net for you that regardless of what happens, you're going to be okay. Your ship is not going to sink. All right? It's not going to go down because somebody is looking out for you all the time. And friend, this makes you rich. You may not ever have a great deal of finances to your name. You may never live in the house of your dreams. You may never drive the car that you've always thought you deserved. But if you have the Heavenly Father watching out for you, you are rich. This is how to be rich. It is to carry the Heavenly Father's insurance through this life wherever you go. So that's the message today. And I want you to see, this is exactly how Jesus taught us to live. When he walked the earth, among his other teachings, he taught the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew chapter 6, where I'm directing your attention now, just to a portion at the end of chapter 6, verses 31 and 32. Matthew 6, verse 31. The Bible says, "Therefore, take no thought." This is Jesus. If you have a red-lettered edition, you have these words in red because we believe these are the words that Jesus spoke. "Therefore, take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed?' For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." I'm deliberately skipping now to verse 34. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So the point of the message today is if you want to be rich, you got to carry insurance. Hey, most rich people know this too. They realize that anything could happen to separate them from their finances, so they're putting something back. They're thinking about the future and what happens if they go without. They have insurance. And fortunately, if you're a Christian, you have an even better insurance. If you think about this, the insurance you have with the Heavenly Father, you don't have to pay any premiums on. I like that kind of insurance. And the benefits are unlimited. They never expire, and they're never capped out or maxed out. This is the best insurance. The best insurance today, or for tomorrow, is to have God as your Father today. That is the best insurance. What makes the Father's insurance so good? So we're talking about insurance. We're talking about our Heavenly Father. And I want to give you three things that makes His insurance so good. In fact, if you wanted to, you could actually go online, and most articles will point these three things out as being the things you need to have a good, strong insurance company. All right, number one, you have to have a God or an insurance company that has great sense, that they really know the business. And the Bible teaches that there is nobody who knows the business of insuring people any better than God. Insurance, you can do some research on this, has been around even before the times of Christ. In America, it showed up in the 1760s with fire insurance for houses. Even Ben Franklin started the Philadelphia insurance for the protection of houses in case of fire. They had long names back then or something like that. And so they had fire insurance and then life insurance. So it's been around in our country for several hundred years. But you know what? The person who's been insuring people for the longest period of time is God, the Heavenly Father, who's been around since the creation of the world and backing up every one of His promises and every one of His commitments to His people, to His children. So God is an expert. He has great sense. He knows the business. What does He know? Well, the Bible teaches right here in this text, in verse number 32, which we read just a moment ago, that the Heavenly Father knoweth what things ye have need of. All right? And that's verse 32, and it reminds us that God knows all about our personal needs. Everything. He knows exactly what we need. Now, I'm thankful for a God that knows everything. In fact, Jesus had already uttered this in verse number 8 of this same chapter. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. When it comes to knowing the personal needs of the people He's caring for, the Bible teaches us that nobody knows you any better than the Heavenly Father. Now, the greatest truth in the world is not that there is a God. Now, I think that is a great truth. But I think the greatest truth in the world is not just that there is a God, but that God cares about me. I mean, if there was just a God and He just made things and He's just out there and He's aloof and you can't touch Him and He's distant, then He doesn't really matter to me. But once I introduce a God that loves and a God that cares, boy, that brings meaning and that brings significance and to who I am and to my ability to navigate through this life. And this is exactly what the Bible teaches. God knows all about me. He knows my down-sitting and my uprising. He's acquainted with my thoughts afar off, the psalmist says in Psalm 139. There is no one who knows me any better than God. So your spouse doesn't even know you this well. You matter to him. And I'm so thankful I'm not just an account number. Sir, what is your account number? Let me see, it's on a paper here somewhere. You don't even know what your account number is. You know how they do this to you, all right? You can't find your account number. Well, tell me where you live or give me a phone number. I'll find who you are. Now, God doesn't do that with you. The Bible says in this very same chapter, it's in Matthew chapter 10, He says, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. He knows you that well. No one can take better care of you. So God has great sense. He has great knowledge about what He's doing when it comes to insuring you because He knows all about your personal needs. He also knows all about potential loss. Now, this is what you want from an insurance company. They want you to write you a policy that's going to cover you for whatever you might face. You don't want a policy with great limitations and exclusions. We'll get to that in a little bit. But you want to know someone that knows about the potential losses that you might face. You know, good insurance companies actually track losses, not only in their own company, but across the industry. They're trying to figure out what's causing the payouts so that they can reduce that and increase their profits for the year. Knowing what might happen is the key to preventing what might happen. Maybe you've had opportunity to watch more television than you should have, and you've seen this Farmers Insurance commercial. Have you seen this Farmers Insurance? There's this puppy dog, right? And he's in front of a stove in which the pizza box is on top of the stove, and he's trying to get a piece of cold pizza. And he's jumping up. And he finally does snag a piece of pizza from the box, but in doing so, he flicks the switch on, and ignites the burner, which sets the pizza box on fire. Moments later, you see the dog exiting through the doggy door with the pizza, going off to celebrate his newly acquired treasure, while the house bursts in a big explosion in the background. Farmers, they're trying to get across a message to you. They're trying to get, hey, we've seen this. We know the potential loss. We're the best ones to cover you because you can't even see it coming. But hey, we've been down the road a while. We know what's ahead. You know, I know the message that farmers is getting across, trying to get across. But the person I want backing me up is not farmers. I want God. There is nobody who knows life, who knows what happens in the world any better than him. He's been around a lot longer than farmers has. Or MetLife, or whatever your insurance company is. He knows what you can lose and how to best protect you. You know, that really is true that there is nothing he has not seen. This makes his insurance good. Let's go to the next screen, please. He knows all about the potential loss. Letter A, nothing that he hasn't seen. I mentioned this verse a moment ago from Psalm 139 that talks about God's great knowledge. He has beset me behind and before, laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge too wonderful for me. It's high, I cannot attain unto it. There's nothing that God doesn't know about me. Hebrews 4:13 says, all things are open and naked unto him, unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God knows everything. And also because there's nothing he won't see me through. Boy, I could go to a number of passages here, but the one that comes to my mind is Psalm 91. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let's bring up the next slide, please. If you want good insurance, then, make sure your provider knows you and knows the potential losses. And no one knows that better than your Heavenly Father. So the best insurance against tomorrow is having God as your Father today. Number two, hey, God has great sense. He knows the business of insuring his children. Number two, great solvency. That's the strength of insurance companies. They're only as strong as their financial reserves. You almost have to chuckle, right, if you know God, because there isn't anybody who has more finances at his disposal than God. You know, he would be rated with AIM Best, A++ insurance rating. You can't get any higher rating than God because he has great financial reserves. This is exactly what the Bible teaches. I believe it's coming up now on the screen, Psalm 50, verses 10 through 12. Every beast of the forest is mine, God says, the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. That's the Father's insurance. He's got everything at his disposal. The Bible indicates that the Father has unlimited reserves, and for that reason, he never adds exclusions or coverage limitations to his policy. Have you ever noticed this with the other guys? I don't know if you have insurance. This isn't a message about going and getting insurance. This is a message about reminding you that you already, if you're a Christian, have great insurance with the Heavenly Father. But if you happen to have a policy, you probably have run into exclusions or limitations from time to time. All right? Most insurance policies have a clause in it that we do not cover against acts of God. Now they've added more recently, since 9/11, domestic terrorism. Don't cover that. Or a tooth extraction performed at home. Oh, okay. All kinds of unusual things. Maybe, you know, it's been a bad day when you wake up in a hospital all trussed up and your insurance agent tells you that your accident policy covers falling off a roof but not hitting the ground. That's the fine print. Insurance companies live by fine print. They live by exclusions and limitations. Your policy maxes out at $20,000 or $50,000, or in some rare cases, corporate policies will max out at $1 million. You know, I'm so thankful that God never gets maxed out. I can't go to Him and say, I'm sorry, for this policy period for the last 12 months, I've already poured out thousands of dollars. You're going to have to wait till your policy renews. This doesn't happen with God. And what an encouragement it is to know that God is completely solvent and ready to meet my next need. Hey, you need thousands for a bill? That doesn't matter. He's got you covered. Your health fails and the doctors can't even figure out what it is. No matter. He's got you covered. Your marriage is falling apart and you don't know how to fix it. No matter. He's got you covered. Your company goes under, leaving you unemployed and unmarketable in your mid-50s. No matter. He's got you covered. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Says, what shall then we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Would you think for a moment about that question again? If God be for you, what or who can ever be against you? When life pulls the carpet out from under you, God promises to hold your hand and keep you from falling. When you need money for rent, no problem. You need wisdom for a problem, no problem. You need a sale to go through, no problem. You need to fix things with a friend, no problem. There is simply nothing that His grace can't answer to. We heard a wonderful testimony about that in the Sunday school hour in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. And God had provided a relief to Brother James and Sarah and the rest of their passengers by providing a fix for a broken radiator in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, God has more than enough grace to help you wherever you're stranded. You could chase riches in life, but they could go up in smoke tomorrow. But if you have the Heavenly Father, you are rich. You may never have much to your name, but you'll always be well off because He always has you covered. This is what really makes a person rich. Not how much is in their bank account, but whether or not God is their friend. It's not the capital you have in the bank, but the care of a loving Heavenly Father who won't let you down. Can't you see this is the way we were meant to live? Almost with a reckless abandon. I'm at rest in this. There is nothing I can face that He can't help me out of. This is the Heavenly Father's care. Now, why wouldn't you want this? Why wouldn't you want to sign up for this policy? Some of you in this room have not signed up for this policy. So today, I want to tell you, you need to apply for this policy. You need God as your Heavenly Father. Why would you go through life trying to make it on your own when your resources keep coming up short? And you keep getting, you keep running into roadblocks and you don't have His safety net. Listen, you need God's help. Next screen, please. Apply for the policy. And the Bible teaches us there's only one way to get the policy. And that is to ask Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior. All the resources of heaven, all the thing, the benefits we're talking about of having the Father's insurance come to us in only one way. You must go through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way to God. Well, I have my own way to God. You know, I pray. And I talk to God. There are a lot of theories and ideas about how to get God's help. Different programs and videos, I'm sure, that you could buy. But the Bible teaches that all of the resources of God come to us. They're accessed through Jesus Christ. If you want God and His help in your life, you have to come by Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So if you want God's resources at your disposal to ensure you, to give you a safety net for life, then you need to come through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's where it's hidden. That's the help you need. Friend, you need this Savior. And I'm not just saying this because I get paid to say this. It's just because it's true. There really is no other help for you apart from Jesus. And if you haven't yet trusted that God loved you enough to pay for all of your sins so you could be part of his family forever, then today is the day. God would want you to make the choice to pick Jesus as your Savior. That's when the Heavenly Father's insurance plan will kick in for you. All right, what have we found so far? Great insurance companies have great sense. They know the business. They have great solvency, plenty of money. And finally, good insurance companies, and this might be the most important, they have great claims service. Great claims service. What good's an insurance company and a policy sitting on the shelf, then when you need it, you can't get the help that you need? So God offers, though, and what I'm suggesting today is he offers the best claim service. Let me show you this, all right? First of all, he's accessible. 24/7, you can get a hold of him. You're not going to be routed to a call center in India, all right? You are going to get a living person, and he's going to be available to you 24/7. That's accessibility. And the scriptures talk about this. Psalm 50, verse number 15. Let's bring that up. Call upon me, he invites us in the book of Psalms, in the day of trouble. I have days like that. I'm in trouble. I will deliver thee, he says, and thou shalt glorify me. Another passage we're familiar with as Christians, Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So God invites us anytime to let our requests, our need, our claim go to him. Another thing that makes great claim service is ultimately it comes down to the payout. Is God or your insurance company liberal or generous? You want a company that's liberal when it comes time to paying out. About 6 years ago, I was in a low-impact collision with my entire family and totaled our Honda minivan. I did not like that day. Finding wheels to big enough to fit my whole family in a price range I can afford. Many of you have been down that road before, and I was not pleased with that whole situation. But the Lord, he did provide us. He gave us the van that we're driving now. But I remember in the days following that, having to deal with my own insurance company. As it turned out, I would be relying on my own insurance to get a payout, or a settlement, they call it. And so what they do is they have their formulas, right? Maybe you've had this whole thing to go through yourself, and I don't wish this upon anybody. But so they have their formulas, and then they compare it with prices of cars in your area, and then they come and give you a price. We'll give you this much. And so I had a conversation with them about how much they were going to, and I thought, man, they're lowballing this car. I need more money to be able to get a car for my family. So I pleasantly, politely hung up with them, and I began to consider my options and understood that we could arbitrate this if we needed to. And anyway, a few days later, I don't know if they were sweating on their end. I was certainly sweating on my end. They finally called me back, and this time they were within a few $100s of what I thought was a fair price for the car. And over the phone, we negotiated for the last few hundred, and we settled. And finally got the check so that I could help buy the next car that I needed. Which you want your insurance company to be there, but you don't want them to chintz out on you when you need the money, to go cheap on you. And you know what? God is not like this. He's not looking to get out for the cheapest he can so he can mitigate his losses. He is generous. He is liberal. This is what the Bible teaches. My God shall supply all your need according to the little bit of funds he has left over at the end of the month. No, that's not what it says. It says his riches and glory. He's got all these riches, and they're connected with glory. They're stored up in heaven. And by Jesus Christ, they're available to us. And he's got it available, and it's liberal, and he's most generous with what he gets. God has the best payout service of anyone. You know, we all have needs. In a fallen world, we're going to find ourselves in tight spots, financially, emotionally, physically, relationally. But are you getting the message? God has a great claim service. He's got you covered. Please take advantage of calling upon Him and take advantage of your benefits. You know, it's sad to have such great insurance and then to see Christians walking around like an emotional wreck. I don't know how I'm going to make it. What's going to happen to me? Where's the money going to come from? Really? Do you believe what I'm talking about? You know, I almost get a sense, as I've been preaching, yeah, we've heard this before. But the real question is, am I living it when I face the next crisis? Am I relying on the insurance that God promises to provide? All you need to do is state your claim, and He promises to provide. You know, we're all doing well today, and we've all been through hundreds of crises of one kind or another, and we're all here today. And most of you can't even remember three or four of the crises you've been through in the last 12 months. You know why? Because somebody's already taken care of them for you. But now, right now, you've got a new crisis. What am I going to do? Now, you're going to rely on the same Father who took care of you last year to meet your needs this year. And He's going to do it. You know, this message has been about God, your Heavenly Father, and the great insurance He offers. And I hope that you as a Christian will avail yourself and rely on it and demonstrate that emotionally in your next crisis. There's also a message here for dads. Because just like God, the Heavenly Father, good fathers need to be accessible to their families. Sometimes we can, as men, get wrapped up in our work. We can get wrapped up in our personal interests even when we're home. And when we're home, we're not really home or focused on the kids or our wives. So a message I get out of this last point about God being accessible is, if I'm going to be a good heavenly father like my Heavenly Father, then I need to be accessible. I need to be able to be reached. One of the pastors I worked with years ago, he had a phone on the desk. It wasn't red, okay, like, you know, some of the movies, but he had a phone that with a separate line from the church office phone that he only gave the phone number to his kids and his wife. And that way, at any time that he was away from home and they needed him, they could call that phone. And as soon as it rang, he would know immediately it's either his wife or one of his four kids. And what was he saying to his kids by having a phone like that, or to his wife? I'm always available for you. I might have other things going on, but I'm accessible. Somehow, I don't know if you need to install a new phone at home or at your office, but somehow you need to communicate that same kind of message as a dad in your home. I'm accessible. I could do more with that. The second one is be generous. Go out of your way to go overboard in taking care of those that God has put under your care. We all have a tendency just to do enough to get by. But if we're like God, we're going to be doing more than is expected with our money, our time, our wisdom, freely supplying for the needs of our family. We need to make generous investments. Great thoughts. Hope they're an encouragement to you as dad. Let's come back down and finish up the message. What's the message about? Insurance, right? All right? I don't even work for an insurance company, all right? The best insurance against tomorrow is having God as your Father today. Is that true of you? Is God your Father? A man stumbled into the Open Door Mission in Oakland, California. He was wearing Dockers, long-sleeved shirt, nicely dressed guy. He immediately found the administrator of the mission, whose name was Dave, and pulled a picture from his pocket. It was a picture of a silver-haired man. And he showed Dave the picture. He said, "This is my dad," and he passed away about 4 years ago. Dave had had a previous connection with the man in the picture, and so they chatted about their family, and their conversation lasted about 15 minutes, and then Dave said needed to excuse himself from Bob, the new visitor, because he needed to go get ready for the next meal that they were about to serve at the rescue mission, the Open Door Mission. Before he let Dave go, though, Bob caught him and said, "Could I ask a favor of you? Could I share dinner at the mission table tonight? I haven't eaten in a day and a half, and I am really, really hungry." Dave was somewhat caught off guard. He didn't expect that, knowing the family. But nevertheless, he said, "Well, you picked a great night to be here, Bob, because we're serving spaghetti. And it's we have the best spaghetti in Oakland." And so Dave left to prepare a spot for Bob at the table and to get the meal ready. But before he did, Dave stepped into his office and made a phone call. Then he returned, served the meal. And after the meal, he found Bob again, and they picked up conversation, Dave and Bob. And Bob thanked him again for allowing him to have a meal. And after things wrapped up, Bob was heading out the door. It was about 7:15. And when he stepped out the door, just a few feet away by the curb, was a silver-haired man by a car. And Bob went over and he said, "I'm sorry, Dad." What Dave later reported in a letter that I received from him about this incident, he said, "Bob told me that his dad was dead just to kind of throw me off. But after he said that, I remember seeing and speaking with his dad just a week earlier." So between the meal, or during the meal, he had called his dad, had Dad show up at the curb and restore a family relationship, not just a meal. How neat that how God worked that out for that young man who had, as Dave learned in conversation, had got wrapped up in adultery, divorce, loss of job, loss of home, and all the difficulties that come with that. But yet God allowed the dad to come back and be there for reconciliation and for restoration. You know, I thought about that in relation to our lives. We face loss. We face difficulties. And our Father is always standing there waiting for us to help us out if we'll go back into His loving arms. I don't know where you are today, but if God's not your Father, or it's been a while since you've been in His arms, I want to invite you back there today. Shall we pray? Father,